Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Cook and Joe, somebody needs to text us in or call in 412-928-9370. Did they comment on the heat in the studio at all yesterday? We found it to be unbearably hot at times. So let us know if they did that, because I've been begging to figure that out. I didn't get a chance to listen to them. But that's neither here nor there as we push on to our show today. The Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And the theme to get started, at least in this first segment, is
last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back.
Whoa. Bouncing back, yes, bouncing back. You know, there were some really heavy things said by Presley Harvin yesterday as he had his end-of-season media availability, and a lot of people talked to him, and there was some sort of mystery around what was going on with him, both on the field and off the field. Some of it was, there was clarity provided as it was going on, but then you had to kind of wait until the very end in yesterday to really get a full grasp of everything he was dealing with. First of all, let's hear from what he had said, or let's get a snippet of what he had said yesterday. And we don't often start, nor is there normally news from the punter, but I think it brings into focus a much bigger story that could be all-encompassing. Here's Harvin.
No, I appreciate Coach Tomlin and the Rooney family and everyone to continue to believe in me, because it was a tough time. I've never had that much adversity put on me at once. I'm not sure if you guys know or not, but the Saturday night before the Baltimore game, my grandma passed as well, which was 2 weeks right after my dad. And, you know, we had a decision that had to be made Sunday morning, but, you know, I was completely motivated and I wanted to go out there and, you know, just show the world that, you know, everyone goes through adversity, but how to try to fight through it. And that was the biggest thing for me. And that's the biggest thing that I learned this year was any adversity can happen at any time. And the biggest thing that you have to do is keep God first and, you know, pray about it and find what works best for you and get in your rhythm that helps you out to try to get through those things. And that's what I was able to do in the last part of the season.
All right. So as soon as I heard that yesterday, the first thing that came to mind, and maybe it came to mind for you, for the listener out there at 412-928-9370, perhaps it came to the top of your mind, was I questioned myself and I said, was I too hard on this guy and too critical of him now that I know everything that he was going through at the very end of the season? I knew about the death of his father. Everybody did. It was well publicized. Then there was the death of his grandmother. And then there were times in yesterday's media availability, he came flat out and said, it's okay to not be okay, and things of that nature. And then I wrestle with that and do that as not necessarily someone who talks into this microphone as a sports media member, but just as a sports fan. And let's talk about that conversation. Let's have that conversation. Yeah. Do you feel differently about being critical of the guy now that you know what you know? And I still come back to no. I come back to no because there was the Steelers elected to let him perform, and he elected to perform. And I guess, do you have to hold a hard line and say, if you're good enough to be out there, you're good enough to then be criticized by the fan base? It's much like a knee injury
or an elbow injury, right? Yeah.
Is that the hard line? Because I'm talking this out. This is one of the things where you go into a monologue or you go into a show. And Chris, I'll be honest, I haven't decided what my full opinion is. And I think it makes for a better conversation in this case.
I think you can have a little bit of both. It doesn't have to be, well, yeah, I'm going to criticize a guy regardless of what's going on. He's out there playing. He needs to hold himself accountable. And it's also not, well, you know, this terrible thing happened in his life. There's zero accountability for getting his job done now if he's out there trying to do his job. It can be somewhere in the middle. And I think the first thing is, all due credit to Presley Harvin for getting out there in that final game against Baltimore. The punts weren't great that day. I'll be honest. They just weren't. But he got out there in a spot where he very easily, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong. If for some people it may be, hey, I got to take a step back in this moment. For right. him, he decided to tackle it head on and say, nope, this is what I'm going to do today. And he went out there and he did it. So I give him credit for that. I give him a ton of credit for sitting there and talking about it the way he did yesterday as well. What I don't give him credit for, unfortunately, is just performance on the field this year. I mean, other than the Kansas City game, and there were maybe one or two games early in the year where he had some nice kicks, he didn't perform to the level that a guy who gets drafted as a punter should perform.
Had he not been drafted, he might not still be part of this team.
And those performances came, you know, early in the season, before there was any knowledge, I believe, about what was going on with his father, right?
Yes.
So, you know, it's... I don't want to call it an excuse because it's not. I think that makes it sound unfair to him.
Get to it because this is the conversation that's the heart of it right there. What do we define this as?
When you excuse his performance, look at everything he went through. You also, I think,
you can be understanding but not use it as an excuse.
Yes.
That's kind of where I am with it.
It can be a reason, but I don't know if it's necessarily an excuse. And again, early in the year, when we saw some of his struggles, I don't think any of this was going on. So that still precludes the entire situation with his father and with his grandmother. Early in the year, when he wasn't performing, he didn't have anything to do with that. He just wasn't performing well. So I think you can look at him, and like I said, I think when we talked about it going into the Kansas City game, the playoff game, bring him back. You bring back Waitman as well, and it sounds like those two get along really well because, to be honest, they have the common thread of being the only black punters on an active roster in the NFL this year. And bring both of them back and let them battle it out at camp. Because Harvin still does have to prove to me that he can consistently perform regardless of the outside circumstances. That doesn't mean I can't also feel sympathy for what he went through and admire the fact that he sat down and talked about it
right.
yesterday.
Right. I guess where I am now is I can do both. I can have a lot of sympathy, and I can understand where he's coming from. But whenever it's 1 o'clock or whenever it's 4:15 or whatever, I just look at him and I say, this guy should be the punter, and he should perform.
The best athletes compartmentalize. Mm-hmm. They do. They go out on the field and – nothing that's happened on the field before the game or even in between plays or on the sidelines enters into their mind when they're out there between the lines and then bang, the ball gets snapped and they go. That is complete compartmentalization of their thoughts. I think if this may provide an opportunity for Presley Harvin to put that into practice now, especially in the last couple of weeks when he was trying to perform despite everything terrible going on in his life.
You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Wham, there we go. So bouncing back, to stay with that theme for just a couple minutes, are we at all under the impression or confident that Devin Bush will bounce back? You know, like, I'm trying to grasp that going into this offseason, because you know why? The Steelers need to come to some sort of determination about bouncing back with Devin Bush as they go into free agency, as they go into the draft. This is Jarvis Jones all over again, right? They need to kind of look at the situation and say, how do we plan for the future if we don't think the guy is going to improve? We need to have a plan. And I'm not confident he is.
No, I have no confidence.
So start the long-range plan.
And figure out, and this isn't just Jarvis Jones. This is you traded up 10 picks
right.
to get Jarvis Jones. I steadfastly believe they've got to figure out their inside linebacker position and what direction they want to go. Not just with Bush, although he's at the head of that. But with Schobert as well, who's got, I think, 3 years left on his deal at something like $10, $11 million a year. And Spillane's a free agent. And look, Spillane's a great complementary guy to some sort of star stud inside linebacker. You put both of them in the middle there, or Spillane spells whoever your number one guy is. I got no problem with that. But he can't be your number one guy. So who is your A number one guy on the inside? You don't have one right now. At least not, you're not confident to use that word, and I think that's a very good word to use. You're not confident in anything you have at that position right now, mm-hmm. as far as being the A number one inside backer that you've been looking for since Ryan Shazier's injury.
And lastly, last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. The bounce back ability of Stephon Tuitt, that needs to be addressed because he falls into that same category, more like Harvin, though, than Bush. He has just disappeared. The bounce back and what he's going to do, if he's going to do anything, that needs to be addressed before free agency in the draft. I would not be surprised if he never plays football again, but we need, not we as fans, the Steelers organization, and people who pay the freight as fans, I guess, to some degree, they need to be enlightened as to what's going on here. This is the most cryptic situation I've ever seen.
Again, you need to know exactly what you're dealing with before you go into free agency so you know what you're planning for. And if you're going to, like I advocated yesterday, if you're going to cover every contingency, every position group where you think you have a need, and you want to put yourself in the best position in the draft to simply take the best available player at any of those positions, well, you've got to cover your bases in free agency. But you've got to know where the bases are before you try to cover them.
Right.
You don't know if that other D-line spot is a base that needs to be covered right now or not because you don't know what's going on with Stephon Tuitt, and that's something he and the Steelers need to figure out before March 16th.
Yeah, it's fascinating about the bounce back ability of three different people on this football team, and three people, honestly, that play key roles. The punter does play a key role. He's a drafted guy. The inside linebacker, middle linebacker plays a key role. And then Stephon Tuitt is a stalwart on this football team when he's playing well. And there are gigantic questions that get lost in the bigger quarterback question
right.
with this football team. 412-928-9370 is that number. Lots to get into. Get Money coming up next. And will we see non-humans do something maybe from here on out forever in one of the games that we love? And it is Jim Colony's final full day. He gets here at 8, so I don't know what the heck's happening. But we're going to have a big Ode to Jim show next Friday.
Yep.
So today's kind of a soft launch into retirement for Jim. But it's the final day. He's going to get up early and come in every day. So there is that. Thank you for joining us so very much. I'm from the pit, not the palace. Yeah. AB's up this morning tweeting. Why are you up at 6 o'clock tweeting? He said it's been a great 2 weeks. It's like a movie scene. And then he put up a video montage, a photo montage of being with, like, Jake Paul and his brother, the Money Mayweather team or whatever. I don't know. He's with all these different people that have embraced him. It's wild. It is wild.
He loves being famous.
He does. We'll talk about AB a little bit in the 7 o'clock hour. We talked to Mike DeFabo from the Post-Gazette, who covers the Penguins. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. Jim's going to make his way in. It's final day of Jim. Final full day of Jim. You'll still hear Jim here and there. He'll be doing spots. He'll be filling in, whatever. He does what he wants. Radio man emeritus.
Because he's Jim.
Yes. But let's get to Get Money. Come on.
Get Money. Get Money. Get Money.
You know those, I call these ones 10 buckers. You know those ones that it's worth throwing 10 bucks on?
Yeah.
Because it just.
Why not?
Yes. This is a why not 10 bucker bet here. So FanDuel does a great job of having these game specials, these same game parlays that they couple up with you and that they put in a nice little tidy canister, and they say, why don't we try to entice you to this one because we think it's one that you'd put together anyway. Derrick Henry's coming back. Derrick Henry should be, you know, in pretty decent form. Who knows? But they have one they've put together, one touchdown in each half, one plus touchdown in each half,
okay.
plus 650.
Oh, yeah.
That's worth 10 bucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, I think that if they're going to score, they might hand it to Derrick Henry in and around the goal line. And then if they're trying to close out a game and they need one, Derrick Henry, it's not out of the realm of possibility at all. If they score a touchdown in each half, Derrick Henry plunges it in from inside the five in each half.
No.
I mean, that could totally happen.
Let me just scan real quick. How many he played? So he played in 3, 6, 8 regular season games, I think it was.
Yep.
And three of them He had multiple touchdowns on the ground. Yeah. So there you go.
So it's a 10 bucker. Throw yeah. 10 bucks down and see what happens. But it's plus 650, so you get paid
oh, yeah.
on that bet. I love that bet. Get money, and it's worth a flyer for sure. What do you got?
BetQL hooking us up with a five-star bet. That's what I got. Tampa against the Rams, and I've seen it 2.5 in places. I've seen it, I think it's 3 at FanDuel right now, 3.5 maybe. If you get 3.5, I'm still okay at 3.5.
Yeah.
I'm definitely good at 3. If you get it at 2.5, by all means, jump on Tampa here. I don't know what else to tell you other than that seems to pass the eye test. It seems to pass the numbers test. And then when you go to a source like BetQL and check out that their research tells you it's a five-star bet as well, jump on it. Like I just,
what do they have a projected score as, do we think here?
Hold on. Let me.
I think Tampa's going to kill them.
Projected score 27-23. So they've got a four-point spread on it. And it's, again, anywhere from 2.5 to 3.5, depending on which book you're looking at. So by all means, I know they played well last weekend, but my confidence in Matt Stafford, and especially going up against Tampa, it's
everything was lined out for Matt Stafford to have a good game last weekend. Everything was lined out for that one. I'm showing the world I'm not a yep. lion anymore, and I could actually play in the playoffs, and I'm going to get one. And now it's.
And it doesn't even have to be
Tom Brady.
It doesn't even have to be like a going off the cliff type deal.
Right.
All it has to be is just another one of those Matt Stafford 85 rating clunkers, right?
There's also going to be precisely 2 Rams fans at this football game. You know, I mean, if you think about the home field advantage, I mean, obviously Green Bay has it, but this is the home field advantage of all fans will find their way, like Bengals fans will find their way into Tennessee. Some Buffalo fans will find their way into Kansas
sure,
City.
Sure.
There will be no Rams fans that find their way into Tampa.
Probably not.
It just won't happen.
Probably not.
Anyway, well, thank you. Thank you very much. That was Get Money. Hit that cool little music there, Matt. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Will something go fully automated? Maybe morning radio. That'd be okay.
Hey, we'll hey,
sleep
hey,
in.
Hey.
But no, will something go fully automated in the very near future? We talk about that. And I'm trying to paint a Jetsons-type picture. So stick with us. Come back. And I want to go over this chapter and verse. That's coming up next here. And before the hour's out, I got some gym tidbits, some nuggets, some treats, as Starkey would say.
That tasty little treat
yes,
there, Horace.
Tasty one that you're not going to want to miss.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get you, I mean, there's going to be, we said this yesterday, salt all on the bottom of your car. It's going to look ugly and terrible and whatever.
It eats away too.
Oh, yeah. There's that too. Good call. So it's car cleaning time. It's the SZN. It's the season. Go unlimited. Get your car clean all winter at the all new Clean Express Auto Wash, 97 Tarentum Bridge Road, New Kent. Where they're celebrating the second Greater Pittsburgh Grand Opening with 10 days of free car washes. You can get there January 14th to the 23rd, so we're right in the middle of it. When you bring a monetary donation to benefit Need Community Cafe, the region's first Pay What You Can, Pay It Forward Cafe, you want a shot at winning unlimited cleanest car washes for 6 months, you call now, fifth caller, 412-928-9370. All right, Triple A baseball, if they play it. Hopefully they come to some sort of agreement and we see baseball this year, and I think that'll happen. robot umpires calling balls and strikes. They're going to push them into some of the leagues. They tinkered with that at the really low levels. Apparently, it went well enough, although from what I saw, some of the breaking balls were just awful that were signaled as strikes. I'm telling you, there will be a time in my lifetime, and I'm feeling this, and everybody, here's the cliched sports talk discussion. Do you like robot umps or not? 412-92. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. What I will say, here's the discussion that I like to have, and that I think that I like your brain to kind of work on this one too, Chris, because you think in a weird way like this.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be a time in my lifetime, I'm 45 years old, and you're not too far behind me, in our lifetimes,
yep.
where there is simply a facilitator and administrator of the baseball game who stands out there with maybe a sash on, holding a bucket of balls in it or whatever, and you just go to for lineup changes and substitutions, and everything is computerized and mechanized officiating the baseball game.
Hmm.
Balls and strikes are like robotic like that. There's
right.
a node inside the baseball. There are nodes, if you will, inside the bases.
Right.
You could tell even in everyone's glove. You have to get it. The gloves are made
right.
and they're programmed. The foul lines, there's a trench dug
lasered.
Underneath it. They're
yep.
lasered out. And you simply have no human calling any play.
I want to say I don't think we get there. I don't think we do, because I think eventually people will, they won't be able to handle the level, I guess the lack of humanity officiating the game.
I'm giving you one guy.
Sense.
Well, one administrator's out there.
Yeah.
I'm giving you him.
What's he doing though? He's when the earpiece tells him ball, he sent ball. And when the earpiece tells him strike, he's practicing his best in Rico Palazzo. And
he's not even doing that anymore. There's just coming up a dot on the screen. You know what?
See, I
think we're going to get there in my life.
I don't think.
Maybe towards the very end of it.
Not in our lifetime, no. Maybe 100 years from now, maybe. But I think.
Would it be. Okay, let me ask you this. Let me spin it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a less enjoyable game?
Yes, it would. Because you. Look, we already spend enough time in our lives looking at screens, right? And letting screens distract us
uh-huh.
from what we're actually supposed to be doing and enjoying and involved in the moment. If you're asking me now,
okay,
that with every single pitch and every single swing of the bat and every single sprint down the baseline, whatever it may be, that I've got to look up at a scoreboard now to see if it was out or safe, rather than just watching the guy in the dark jacket or the blue shirt standing next to the base. I don't need. And look, this may be end up being an old man take 20, 25 years from now, but I don't need less humanity in the game.
What if I gave you? You ever see one of those guys that Carnegie Mellon or Tufts or
mm-hmm.
Embry Riddle or somebody that they design and they make a free throw, right? And it's a computer.
Oh, the robot.
It's a
thing.
Robot
yeah.
guy.
Just
what if
arm.
I gave you that guy out at first base and put him in a sport jacket and some gray pants and an NL hat or AL
right.
hat and or just a Major League
so
Baseball.
It's an ump bot.
Yes, an ump bot, and he just signified
you are out.
Safe. Yes.
Safe. No, sorry.
The game needs, but here's the bottom line, though. Let's dig through all that stuff and
okay.
the Jetsons type funny
uh-huh.
stuff. The game needs to be sped up, and that would get it there.
Would
all
it?
That would oh, absolutely.
Is
we
that,
would not have challenges ever at first base.
Is that going to keep a guy from stepping out of the box, adjusting his jock,
no,
looking
but,
down to third for a sign?
That probably won't. If they need to enforce that, they absolutely do. But we would never have a challenge at first base. We would never have a challenge on we really don't on fair and foul balls all that much up into the
mm-hmm.
line to one point. But we'd never have somebody come out and complain about a call. We would never have challenges.
I get what you're saying. I got no problem with it. I understand. It does get tedious when you get a close play. And look, we all know the manager's going to walk to the top step. He's going to put his hand up towards the home plate ump, right? Or the crew chief. He's going to be like, hold on. Yep. Sorry, hold on. One more second. They're just checking it back. Yeah, hold. Oh, yeah, challenge. Or no, we're good. And they wave it off and go back in the dugout.
Like, I'm tired of all that. I'm tired of all that in baseball.
But that's not what's holding it back
from.
Oh,
I think it is time-wise. I think bad umpiring is too at home plate.
Nobody likes bad umpiring.
Well, because there's not enough pitches that are strikes. The strike zone is as big as a Dixie cup.
And I'm okay with automated strike zones. I am. I'm fine with that. What I don't want to get misconstrued, though, is the game is being bogged down by, you know, three pitcher changes in an inning, which they're now they've legislated against. It's being bogged down by even what I mentioned, the Nomar Garcia Parrish type, you know, fiddle with your batting gloves after every pitch deal. It's not being bogged down by the occasional challenge on a close play at first base or wherever it may be. The game's being bogged down by the fact that they sell extra commercials every year. Every year, the ad inventory goes up. And look, in our business, it's not the brightest thing in the world and the most advantageous to rail against more ad revenue. But I'm just being honest. That's what it is. Commercial breaks get longer all the time, especially on national games. And that's what holds this thing back. Think about it. You get a pitching change in the top of the seventh, right?
Yep.
2.5-minute break. That guy gets the final out of the inning. Everybody runs to the dugout, 2.5-minute break. Come back out, okay, first batter of the inning. He grounds out to first. Now there's a lefty coming up. The other team, they're going to have a pitching change. Lefty comes in from the bullpen, 2.5-minute break. You want to speed the game up? Speed up those moments. Have 3 half innings every game where you don't go to commercial break. Say, you know what, any pitching changes after the sixth inning, after the fifth inning for that matter, it's limited in the amount of time you have to warm up. And no, you cannot go to commercial break. It's a 60-second warm-up. You get your 6 pitches in, and then you get up on that bump, and you get ready to deal. We're not going to take 2.5 minutes for you to throw your 6 warm-up pitches, and we play a bunch of music and do a pierogi race. Play.
I want the game officiated, and I want calls correct. And I'm tired of ump shows. That's a different part of it. Does that slow the game? Not to the degree of what you just explained, but I also want the game officiated correctly. It's not being officiated correctly now.
I want it officiated correctly as well, and it's why we always come back to our same argument about replay in any sport that we always come back to, is I want to get the most number of calls correct, and sometimes that involves a replay review, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that as long as we can speed up all the other ancillary crap that bogs the game down.
Coming up next, a little bit of Jimbo. Today's Jimbo's last full day. Jimbo doesn't get here till 8, but we'll revisit some of his better moments, if you will. That's next, Fan Morning Show. Mike DeFabo, 8 o'clock, to talk about that. What a weird Penguins game last night.
It's been weird for like a week and a half now because it's not pretty all the time, but they keep winning.
That's what somebody told me one time. I remember I was caddying. I was like 14 years old, and this one guy was playing against another guy, and it was like the club championship, right? Mm-hmm. And he made like a 4. He was in the tree, blocked it out to the right, pitched it out in the middle, kind of duffed it a little bit. It came up short, and he made a long putt. And it was a two ball. It was a match play sort of – not a match play, but it was a two-man sort of thing. The one guy goes, 4. It's great. He goes, listen, you don't draw pictures. You just put a number down.
Exactly.
And I'll never forget that line. You don't draw pictures on the scorecard. You just put a number down.
No style points. You
right.
just get 2 points in the standings and move on.
And a lot of the Penguins' wins over the past 20, 22 games, whatever – some of them have been like that. You just write a number down. We won, get the hell out of town.
Yeah, especially since the road trip and the restart, really. Since the restart, it feels like maybe there's been some loose ends they haven't tied up as well as
I agree. I agree. All right, we'll celebrate Jim in just a couple minutes. You're going to want to hear a few things. But first, let's get to our Twitter poll. Let's go. Daily Twitter poll from yesterday. Who's the best team left in the AFC? Bills, Chiefs, Titans, Bengals. Well, the team that's a number one seed got 4.6% of the votes
in the
Tennessee Titans. How about that? 7% of the votes, the Cincinnati Bengals. 38.4% of your votes, the Buffalo Bills. And straight at half of you, 50% of you voted for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Huh.
So there's that. It goes Chiefs, Bills, Bengals, Titans. The weekend Twitter poll, so you'll know the games will be played, but it'll give you a head start at voting here. At Fan Morning Show, vote every day with our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. Who's the best team left in the NFC? 2/3 of the people say the Packers. 66.3, so just shy of 2/3, but just about there. the Packers get 66.3% of the vote. 16.3% say the Bucs, 15.5% say the Rams, and 1.9% say the 49ers. So vote when you get an opportunity at Fan Morning Show. That's really,
That'll get even more lopsided, I think, as the weekend goes on, because people will see the Packers handle the Rams, handle the Niners, and I think they'll see the Bucs handle the Rams, and that those two will continue to get more votes.
Absolutely. All right, so we're celebrating Jim a little today. A week from today is the big Jim blowout, like Jim Colony's
Jimapalooza.
He's not working here anymore after today in a full-term capacity, a full-time capacity every single day, but you'll hear him fill in. You'll hear some reports here and there. You hear some spots that he does. But we're going to have a celebration of Jim next Friday.
Uh-huh.
He's going to come in. I don't even know what the plan is.
I think the plan is to just have him come in for the whole show.
Right, and then talk to him about his life. Have callers call in, have different things. But there's just a couple clips here and there.
There he goes. Ron, are you going to miss him till next week?
I'll probably survive. Yeah, I will, but I'll get over it. I'm strong.
You two don't live that far from each other. How come you never hang out with Jim, or do you?
No. You mentioned concussions and not knowing. I have a great story about this. Years ago, remember when Flurry came out with that tremendous commercial?
Wanted nothing to do with the Jim Colony discussion, Ron. That was not too long ago. But Jim's opus to this point, this may change after today. Jim's opus, I think, in the past couple years may have been, are you ready? Now, this is about 2 minutes long, but it bears repeating. I have had requests for this.
Is this what I think it is? Yes, it is.
No. Jim Colony's hottest jams. Uh-huh.
Two cups, toast up with the gang. From food stamps to a whole nother domain. Out the bottom, I'm a living proof. They compromising half a million on the coup. Drug houses looking like Peru. Graduated, I was overdue. Pink Molly, I can barely move. Ask about me, I'm gonna bust a move. Rick James, 33 chains. Old Chanel, cruising Biscayne. Top off, that's a liability. Hit the gas, boosted my adrenaline. Percocets, Molly Percocets. Percocets, Molly Percocets. Rep the set, gotta rep the set. Chase a check, never chase a trick. Mask on, F it, mask off.
I mean, nothing will ever beat that.
No.
The Molly greatest Percocets, the way he said it, just became...
That is the greatest of all Jim Colony's hottest jams.
This is his best performance ever. I mean, he has interviewed...
That is the platinum record on the wall.
Super Bowl champions, multiple Stanley Cup champions.
Yep.
He's been at wild card games, major league playoff games. He's been in the presence of, I think, presidents,
kings and queens.
Right. When he fired off... And because I didn't know how he'd handle the line.
33 chains. Old Chanel.
Chanel.
Cruising.
When he started Chanel.
Chanel.
I don't think that would have been beaten, but then he followed it up.
Top buff.
Right,
that's
here.
A liability.
When he goes Molly Percocets.
Hit the gas. Boosted my adrenaline.
He almost lost it, then got it together.
Percocets. Yeah. Molly Percocets.
that hits harder than anything he'd ever done in his life. And will ever do.
I like that version more than I like the original version of the song.
I agree. I agree.
He did a Migos song years ago, too, and I don't know where it is. I can't remember what it was.
Oh,
but it was,
man.
I ended up enjoying it more than the original.
Yeah, and I remember we're looking at each other. I'm picturing this right now still. He had to look down because I was laughing so hard. I turned my microphone off, and Jim had to turn away from me so as to not come out of, so that he wouldn't laugh and ruin the whole bit. But
Didn't we have him do Bad and Bougie?
Yes, I believe we
did. That's the Migos song that I ended up enjoying Jim's version more than I enjoyed the original.
Oh, and we may have one. Huh. We may have one before the show is out today that Jim might be working on. So there's that. And we know we're going to have Mike DeFabo coming on at 8 o'clock today, Charlie Batch at 9 o'clock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.